What's up, everybody, and welcome to another One of Us community podcast, mini pod slash blogcast slash tub fills to swallow, whatever you want to call it. Basically, this is where I've written a new blog post, posted it on my website over at roxyoverlord.com, but I want to provide an audio version too. I've got a shout out to Seftimore, who's given me the idea to kind of take this content and put it on as many mediums as possible for people to enjoy. So definitely check him out over at SeftimoreLive.com. He does a lot more inspirational life coaching type stuff, but he has some really, really, really good stuff. Comes in both audio and written format, so definitely check him out. I had a conversation with a friend not too long ago, somebody who streams on Mixer. He also has a family, a pretty busy job, a house, you know, all those things. And, you know, he was frustrated that, you know, he wasn't seeing, like, the growth that he, you know, had used to see on his channel. And, you know, was getting frustrated with the time commitment. And we talked and discussed, you know, the different ways to handle all of the commitments that go into networking and building your channel and seeing other people and growing, you know, the things that you do and perfecting your craft. And ultimately he decided to kind of step back from streaming for a little bit, until he could figure out ways to be more successful at managing the time. And it got me thinking, you know, there's a lot of things that go into streaming and content creation outside of actually streaming and creating content, and how we manage those things outside of stream are just as important as how we manage ourselves on stream. So this blog post kind of goes through talking about, you know, what we can do and how we can kind of manage our expectations and manage our goals to be more successful. So this blog post, obviously, again, it's available on my website. I'm gonna read through it and we'll get some thoughts. Streaming is so much more than just playing games on the internet. Well, let me rephrase that. Streaming with the intent to build a channel, build a brand, and potentially make a profit or career out of it is much more than just playing games on the internet. But people who read a Forbes article about Ninja making millions of dollars a year don't want to hear about that. They don't want to hear about the 7 years that he spent before that, perfecting his craft, making a name for himself as a professional Halo player, and streaming endlessly on Twitch. Because that sounds hard. Everyone thinks that they can do what all their favorite streamers do, fire up their sweet webcam in their favorite game, and rake in thousands of viewers to make bank, bro. However, as any of those personalities would tell you, there's so much more than that. There's a serious time commitment involved with even the smallest of channels if you want to grow and build a brand. So how do you manage all that time commitment? The first step is to be realistic with your goals. What do you want out of content creation? What are you willing to sacrifice to work towards that? Use myself for example. I have a wonderful wife, a super cool son, and I like to spend time with them. They are my priority, and I'm not going to sacrifice time with them for streaming. And I do my best to disconnect when I'm spending time with them, though I'm not always successful. But I always have a great job, it takes care of them financially, but it also demands 50 to 60 hours a week of my time. I also want to stream, create a podcast, make content for YouTube and Instagram, stay involved in my communities, write a blog, and support my friends. So, I just don't sleep. Well, I do, just not too much. And it's probably not healthy, but luckily my wife is supportive. But it's also my voice of reason to tell me when I need to get some rest, disconnect, or just take a break to keep from getting burned out. She lifts me up and keeps me grounded, but I've also come to realize that with my current workload and priorities, streaming as a career just isn't a realistic goal. But that's okay. It's still a fun hobby that gives me a creative outlet and sometimes puts a little money in my pocket. Well, I'm not you, Rock. I'm gonna make millions. That's awesome. You should definitely start by reading something from somebody who knows what they're talking about. If making money or a career in streaming and content creation is really your goal, you need to know two things. It requires all of your time and effort, and it's a saturated industry with a relatively low barrier to entry. That means there's a lot of competition. Find your way to stand out. Focus on your processes. Don't try to do everything at once. Do one thing at a time and get efficient at it. For example, it used to take me 3 to 4 hours to produce a podcast episode when I first started, but I focused on my process, automated what I could without sacrificing quality, and now I can produce an episode in about an hour. If you make your processes of content creation efficient, they'll take less time and you'll get more done. As you get more efficient, you can create more things. Develop your routine. Outline the time you have. Define what you want to get done and when you'll want to get it done. This will help you provide a consistent flow of content and get everything done. Iterate on that. With my limited time, I dialed back my streams to 4 days a week. Then Fridays are podcast recording days, Sundays are podcast production days, and Saturdays are my day to flex my time as I need it. At the end of the day, there's no single answer for everyone. You have to determine what you want to achieve, what you can reasonably sacrifice, and then define your processes and routines around getting there. Hitting go live is the best way to get started, but the things that you do after you hit stop streaming will define your success. So the big moral behind this is that if you want to make a career in content creation, there's a lot of sacrifice that comes with it. There's a lot of work that comes with it. So as you're working on creating more content and growing your brand, you need to focus on your processes and all the stuff that you do outside of stream just as much as you focus on what you do on stream. You need to be able to create efficient processes to edit videos, edit podcasts, post on Instagram, post on Twitter, so that you can keep a consistent flow of content, but it's not taking up all of your time. That way you still have time to enjoy family or enjoy your friends. But understand that if you want to make a career, like if you want streaming to be your full-time gig, like that needs to be like everything that you do. But it doesn't have to be, right? It can always be your side hustle. It can always be your thing that, you know, supports your hobbies or is just a fun thing that you do and sometimes puts a little money in your pocket. That's okay. Not everybody's going to be Ninja. Not everybody's going to be Dr. Lupo. But yeah. So let me know what you guys think. Either shoot me a DM on Twitter or Discord. If you got any questions, feel free to reach out. I'm always willing to talk about this kind of stuff. Again, if you want to read the written version of this, you can find it on my website, www.rockcityroller.com. As you guys know, you can find me on Twitch, Instagram, and Facebook at Rock City Roller, YouTube at Rock City Roller TV, and Twitter at Rock City Roller 1. Again, this is about time management. That's all there is to it. You know, I put out a YouTube video, a blog post, and a mini pod tonight because my processes are efficient. So go out there, focus on that, and keep killing it. This has been another One of Us mini pod. Peace.